It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah's weird. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So earlier today, you brought a Facebook post to my attention.
I did.
And like most things on the internet, I regarded it with a great deal of skepticism.
Good for you.
Thank you.
As you should.
And I thought, let me see if this is true. Let me do my own fact checking. And of course, I went to Wikipedia for that. So basically, the post was.
That's how you fact check.
That's how I fact check.
That's how you went to Wikipedia. Okay,
absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well, so the post was about James Bond, right?
Yes.
And it said that James Bond was named by Ian Fleming.
Right.
After an ornithologist, which is someone who's really into birds.
Yes.
Who was named James Bond. And I thought, is that true? Could that be true? That sounds
right.
Just silly.
Well, doesn't it, though?
Turns out it is, according to Wikipedia.
I'd like to tell you that the reason I sent it to you is because it had the bird connection. That was the only reason I sent that.
Little did you know that it would inspire a Wiki Corner, right?
I was going to say, hey, bird nerd, here's another bird nerd, and just send it to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about James Bond?
Now we're talking about James Bond for the Wiki Corner.
So there you go. That's a win for me.
So during the Second World War, Ian Fleming had mentioned to friends that he wanted to write a spy novel inspired in part by his service in naval intelligence during the war.
Oh.
It wasn't until 1952, however, that Fleming began to write his first book, Casino Royale, and it was to distract himself from his upcoming nuptials.
Oh, he's getting the
cold
feet.
He was getting married, a little nervous about it, so he wrote a book to distract himself.
Well, there were worse things you could do.
Right. So Fleming started writing the novel at his Goldeneye estate in Jamaica in February of 1952, and he finished the work on the manuscript in just over a month.
Wait, so he had an estate called Goldeneye?
He did, in Jamaica.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must have been doing all right for himself then.
I guess so. So Fleming based his creation on a number of individuals which he came across during his time in the Naval Intelligence Division. Fleming took the name for his character from that of the American ornithologist James Bond, who was a Caribbean bird expert and author of the definitive field guide, Birds of the West Indies.
And so this is the guy that the post was about that I sent to you.
Yeah.
Was that James Bond?
Was that James Bond?
That's so wild that just a regular guy would have the name James Bond.
Right. So Fleming, who was also a keen bird watcher, had a copy of Bond's guide, and he later explained to the ornithologist's wife that, quote, it struck me that this brief, unromantic, Anglo-Saxon, and yet very masculine name was just what I needed. And so a second James Bond was born.
Look at that.
Just happened to have that book on his shelf.
And that's how
he
picked it.
James Bond.
My goodness.
That's it.
Could have been Charles Dickens. Just wouldn't have the same.
Not quite the same, no.
No.
So he did not contact the real James Bond about using his name in the books, and the real James Bond did not learn of Fleming's character until the early 1960s when the James Bond books became popular here in the U.S.
And they say, hey, that's my name.
Wait.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. So after Fleming eventually met the ornithologist and his wife, he described them as a charming couple who were amused by the whole joke.
So he showed, were you telling me off there that he showed up at Ian Fleming's home?
Yeah.
And said, hey, I'm James Bond.
Hey, hi, I'm James Bond.
I'm the guy you stole the name from.
Right, pretty
much.
That's
pretty wild.
The real Bond enjoyed knowing his name was being used this way, and references to him permeate the resulting media franchise.
Really?
So, right. I wonder if he made any money. I was not able to find out if he was able, if he got any like royalties or anything like that for using his name.
No, just the bird books,
Sarah. Just the bird books. That's fine.
That's all you need.
So Bond's code number of 007 was assigned by Fleming in reference to one of British naval intelligence's key achievements of the First World War, the breaking of the German diplomatic code. One of the German documents cracked and read by the British was the Zimmermann telegram, which was coded 0075, and which was one of the factors that led to the U.S. entering the war. Fleming featured Bond in 12 novels and 2 short story collections, and since Fleming's death in 1964, 8 other authors have written authorized Bond novels or novelizations.
That's right, yeah.
Now, James Bond's first on-screen appearance was actually on network television. Yeah.
Really?
It wasn't in a movie, it was on
TV.
In 1954, CBS paid Fleming $1,000 to adapt his novel Casino Royale into a one-hour television adventure. Which they did. The film adaptation started in 1962 with Dr. No, starring Sean Connery, as James Bond. The 25 James Bond films are the longest continually running film series of all time and have grossed over $7 billion in total at the box office, making it the fifth highest grossing film series to date.
Not bad.
It is estimated that since Dr. No, a quarter of the world's population have seen at least one Bond film.
Have you?
Yeah, of course I have.
Well,
the newer ones.
Of course.
Like the Daniel Craig ones.
Yeah, of course.
So cinematically, James Bond has been a major influence within the spy genre since the release of Dr. No in 1962, with 22 secret agent films released in 1966 alone, attempting to capitalize on the Bond franchise's popularity and success. Mm. Queen Elizabeth II, big James Bond fan.
Was she really?
Met the first six actors to play James Bond on the screen. And the character played by Daniel Craig even appeared in the opening ceremony of the 2012 London Olympics.
That's right.
As Queen Elizabeth's escort.
Of course you're going to work that into your wiki corner on James Bond.
Got to have an Olympic connection, right? several prominent politicians have also been fans of the franchise, including John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il likes it, too.
Also a big fan, apparently.
Oh.
So Daniel Craig is the sixth actor to play Bond, and he is the longest-serving Bond in the history of the franchise, capping 16 years of billion-dollar grossing films with No Time to Die in 2021, though he has said that that was his last film as Bond. Yeah. So they haven't picked a new one yet, I don't think.
No, every so often you see buzz about, it's going to be this person, it's going to be this person. They just haven't committed yet.
Right. Now, in 2012, the polling organization YouGov conducted a survey of American Bond fans, categorizing responses by age, gender, and political affiliation, and every group selected Sean Connery as their favorite Bond.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's good.
That's good.
He's good. All right. Mm-hmm. You picked out a record to go along with James Bond, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so there's only one artist who has recorded more than one James Bond theme song.
Okay.
And that was Shirley Bassey.
Oh.
She has three theme songs.
All right. We're
going to play Goldfinger.
And this is from the movie?
Goldfinger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Shirley Bassey and Goldfinger on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about James Bond.
Of course.
And she is the only artist that has performed more than one theme song for James Bond movies.
Good for her. She really belts it out, too.
She does.
And you did mention, I think as soon as we went off the air for the song, you said she's still alive.
Yeah, she's 87.
87. My golly. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, James Bond was named after an American ornithologist.
That's a bird. That's a bird nerd, everybody. Yeah. Ian Fleming wrote the first James Bond book to distract himself from his upcoming wedding.
And the 25 James Bond movies are the longest continually running film series of all time.
And they do pretty well financially.
They sure do.
Always got a pretty. They always start out with such an amazing action scene, an action sequence to get you hooked, and a great series there. You know who's a big James Bond fan is our very own Ed Smith.
Oh.
I think he has the whole library.
Really?
I think he does. I think he does, yeah.
Interesting.
Folks want to learn more about James Bond. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. Plus, you can check this out always on Facebook Live. We always stream this straight out of the studio on Facebook Live, and you can catch the archives up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You coming back tomorrow, fresh episode, right?
Yes.
4:10?
Absolutely.
We'll be here for that. Culture Club, Stevie Wonder, and a lot more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.